The fort and hash 8217's walls followed the mountain slope, and this is why its six armored domes were arranged on three different levels. The fort was equipped with drinking water, electricity generators, forced ventilation plants and heating in some rooms. For the purposes of camouflage, the whole building was painted moss green. Water self-sufficiency was ensured by two large 60 cubic meter tanks fed by a large hydraulic conduit from the Pozzuolo Basin, one of whose extraction tanks are still visible today. The fort and hash 8217's defensive structure was made up, to the north, by a 10 meters deep strip of barbed wire and, to the west, by robust 2.5 meters high electrified iron railings. Two machine guns, in a wall caponier, flank the side of the canyon and protected access routes to the fort. Supplies to the fort were guaranteed by both the access road and a 2-kilometer-long moated teleferic whose lower station was the Ponte di Legno area known as Castelpoggio, where Poia Castle is now sited. At the beginning of World War I, and until the late summer of 1915, the fort and hash 8217's artillery provided effective support to Italian military operations, but by the end of September it had been moved to an open air site behind it on Dosso del Pertice, as the armoured structure was no longer capable of resisting the devastating effects of the Austrian 305mm mortar shells. When the war ended, the fort was abandoned, and it was only in 1927 that it was once again used as a summer holiday home for the employees of the Marzato woolen mill in Manabio, Brescia province, whose president Emilio Antonioli had the still extant small church built here in 1930. On 9 February 1945, German troops based in the Tonal Pass area blew the fort up to stop it falling into the hands of the partisans. The church was similarly earmarked for destruction but then saved, although it was, in any case, stripped by withdrawing Nazi troops. Today, over 100 years since the building of the only Italian Upper Camonica Valley fort, all that remains is a few ruins of its great north wall, bearing now peaceful witness to the great battles of the White War.